Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
It's exercise time for the inmates at the semi-open prison on the outskirts of Warsaw. Among the prisoners is 41-year-old Sławomir. He'd cycled to buy groceries when he bumped into a friend he'd not seen since his school days. They drank a few beers, and Sławomir was caught by the police on his way home. He says he doesn't feel like a criminal.
Myślę, że jest za surowa.
I think this is too strict. I have a family, a 9-year-old son, and all of a sudden, this has happened. My family is very sad. It's my daughter's wedding on Saturday, and I don't know if I can go. Probably not. I think a different type of punishment would be more useful.
The alcohol limit for both cycling and driving is low. Just one beer, and you can be over it. Most offenders on bicycles are usually fined and banned from cycling. If you can't pay or break the ban even while sober, you'll probably end up in prison. Paweł Mociłowski, the former head of the Polish prison service, says the law is both draconian and ineffective.
This is a crazy policy, and we have overcrowded prisons. For me, it's not possible to accept this law, because the people who are drunk and they are on the bicycle, usually they are alcoholic. These people are sick, and the reaction should be to treat these people, not to punish these people.
For almost a decade, there's often been more drunk cyclists in Polish prisons than drunk drivers. In terms of the law, one cycling enthusiasts group says, Poland is the Saudi Arabia of Europe.